Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 27:7. The full soul loatheth an honeycomb, but to the hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. Jesus said that we should take no thought for what we eat or what we drink. God will provide. But our nature calls us to store up for ourselves that we may be full. Why take chances? It is our nature that our cupboards be full, making us confident of our next meal. Not wanting to risk hunger, we make arrangements and plans. Striving for abundance, we conclude abundance good. Depending upon abundance, we live as if we do not need God. Man strives to reduce hunger and increase abundance, and as he does so, he becomes more independent of God. He desires to increase comfort and to ensure that no bad thing, including hunger, befalls him. We do not want bad things to come into our lives, but God thinks differently. In abundance, we may get what we want, but with abundance comes a loss of something needful. Abundance, instead of increasing the happiness of the full soul, deprives him of the happiness that the sweetness of the honeycomb brings. This happiness comes only to those with less abundance, those who are hungry. The man indulging on the finest of food may be sickened as he looks at sweet dessert set before him. Yet those hungry and near starvation relish every bitter and distasteful thing. The difference is hunger. One is filled and one is not. Hunger, then, is beneficial by giving an appreciation for that which is bitter. Hunger may even urge us to feed on unpalatable truths, truths bitter to our nature. In Deuteronomy 8:3, Moses provides a principle regarding hunger. He suffered thee to hunger, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. Man hungers for worldly bread, but the greater need is for man to know that he must also live by every word out of the mouth of God, and he must hunger for it. This proverb reminds us that a hungry soul may be satisfied by that which is bitter as well as that which is sweet. The word of God is that kind of food, some bitter to the soul, seemingly unpalatable, some sweet. But the hungry soul finds the bitter of the word sweet. The hungry soul, empty of self, sees in the word of God the food of God, filling the emptiness of his heart. The hungry soul, believing in the depravity and utter worthlessness of the natural man, hungers for help. He cries out to God, hungering after righteousness. The world offers no food for the hungry soul, who can only find filling from God. God wants his children to be hungry so that he can feed them. As we read in Psalm 81:10, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. God himself promises to satisfy the hungry soul. This promise is not available to the full soul that loathes the honeycomb, the soul who is full of himself, and the barren food that the world offers, the soul who exalts himself with his own fullness, the soul who loathes the suffering, humbling, and self-denying that God requires of his children, the soul who despises the bitter message of the word that shows the depravity of the heart and displays the filthy rags that pretend to be the righteousness of the full soul, the soul who hates the narrow path, the soul who runs from the light that exposes the corruption within. God does not feed the full soul. God looks for hungry souls and feeds them with food eternally satisfying. Much may be bitter. Much is sweet. Whether God chooses the diet leaning toward the sweet or toward the bitter, our requirements will be perfectly met. As Agur, the son of Jekah, wisely prayed in Proverbs 30:8b, 9a, feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, Who is the Lord? Those who hunger after righteousness shall be filled.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.